Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Well, it must be time for another podcast. Videocast, too. I like the word videocast. Hey, everybody. I am Don McDonald, one of your two hosts for Talking Real Money. The other one's hanging out over there. His name is Thomas C. Cock. And
hello.
We try to guide you toward a better future by helping you manage your money more effectively, more logically, more sensibly, more simply, more sanely. So you don't have to think about it all the time. Rationally. Absolutely rationally.
Yeah.
And so we kind of want to keep you up on what's going on in the world, but we want to keep you grounded too. Keep you centered. Keep you on course, on track. And there's a lot of news out there about money that kind of, well, there's a piece that's been bouncing around the internet for a couple of weeks now, I think.
Yeah, maybe I think it's a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. From our friends at Bloomberg Business Week.
Yep.
And it was a headline. And it's, man, it's gotten a lot of press. That press has gotten press about how the stock market is rigged in favor of the insiders, the bigwigs, you know, the guys and gals who run the companies and then who are way up there in the hierarchy, and they get a tip and they go out and they make a fortune on it. And all of us sit back and go, well, that's not fair. But does it really matter?
Yeah, here's the thing.
That was your cue.
Oh, thank you. I'm a little slow today.
Okay, ready? Let me do that again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to edit this. This is just they're going to see this whole thing. Does it really matter, Tom?
Well, here's the thing. I don't object to the thesis because the thesis is correct. There are people that cheat. There are well-known people that cheat. There are people in Congress that cheat. There apparently are people on the Federal Reserve that are trading. They should not be trading.
I was just going to say, we had the Federal Reserve
thing
with Liz Warren going, hey, this is not fair.
She's right to be mad. It's not right. But what the headline says, most Americans today believe the stock market is rigged and they're right. Most Americans believe the stock market is rigged and they're right. What it's suggesting, the headline, is they make money and you don't. That is not true. That has not been true. I don't know what tomorrow will hold. Whole thing may come apart. No.
Yeah. We're just going to say is was and just go with that.
But what it suggests to people is it's a loser. There's no reason for you to invest because these people have the knowledge of inside knowledge and you shouldn't invest therefore. That is absolutely 100% wrong. There are cheaters in every line of, they're cheat. When I go referee a soccer game and there's 22 players, do you think anyone's cheating? Absolutely there are. There are people that get away with murder probably out when I'm out there. I can only see 5 feet ahead and a little bit to each side, as you know.
Yeah, yeah, on a good day.
On a good day with a lot of light. The thing is, there are always going to be these people. There always have been. Will the government be able to fix it so there's none? No, they'll never. There always will be a trick. There'll always be an Axe Capital that's decided, I'm going to go after XYZ Corporation, gut it, and get the money out of it.
Wait
right?
a minute. Are you saying Bobby Axelrod cheats?
Bobby Axelrod. I forget the other guy's name. By the way, you got to watch the end of season, whatever, just finished. But
I haven't watched any of it.
The matter is this. Over the long haul, if you just bought and held a diversified portfolio, you made double digits. Does that sound like you got cheated?
No.
No, it's not. So to say it's rigged, I think, is incorrect. To say that to infer that you're not going to make money in investing because others are stealing from you would be incorrect as well. Do I think this is wrong? Absolutely. At many, many levels, it should be fixed. The government, frankly, should be more aggressive here. There should be more rules. We should stop people, especially people that should know way better than to do this. But it does not mean that you haven't and should be able to continue to make money in the market. I got to be always past tense because don't know what tomorrow may bring.
Here's the rub, though, and this is why I think people get upset or are upset because of this basic confusion about investing. Most people still think that investing is trading, that investing is speculating, that investing is gambling. And what the beef is that, well, I can't successfully trade because the big shots are out trading me. And that may very well be true, which is all the more reason to stop trading. You can't win. But people, you can win if you invest.
People believe still that investing is, as you say, like gambling. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins, somebody loses. You heard that in Wall Street 35 years ago, the movie, whatever. It's a zero-sum game. That's not true. Yes, if you're handing off GameStop or whatever it is each day, then yes, somebody does win and somebody does lose. But investing, truly the definition has a time element to it. It's not gambling or speculating. You have to buy things and hold them for a period of time. Those things have advanced in value. Trading against people who are on the Federal Reserve, that is probably, yes, a zero-sum game. Yeah.
Or trading against the CEOs or CFOs of major corporations. Come on. They are, whether they may not even realize that they are truly cheating. Oh, I just, you know, I know our company's good. Subconsciously, I heard that we're going to be taken over. Mm-hmm. But you can't win trading. Stop it. You're going to lose. Give it up. 855-935-TALK. That is our phone number if you have questions for us. And we love getting your questions. You can also, though, send them in at talkingrealmoney.com, kind of like this anonymous person who signed themselves as anonymous.
Yeah.
I don't know why people feel they have to be anonymous. It's not like we're going to bug you. But anyway, hello. I am a new listener, and I have a question regarding choosing between a Roth 401k and a traditional 401k in California. We're 34 and 35. Our federal tax bracket is 22%, and our California tax bracket is 9.3%. Wow, it's expensive to live in California. We hear the awesome advantages of a Roth account. However, does it apply to us? Would it be better to invest in a traditional 401k and invest what we save in taxes? Keep up the good work. I love your podcast.
You know, there's a couple of ways to look at this. First of all, at 22%, that's not what I call a high bracket, but that's not inconsiderate. And when you add in the other 10, basically, now you're talking a third of your money's going right out the window. And so when you do pre-tax money, you reduce that taxation, right? I mean, now they're taxing you on less. So if you did a regular 401k, that would reduce how much you're paying in taxes today. It does mean later in your life, when you take that money out, you're going to pay tax on it. My expectation would be your tax rate would be lower at that point, right? Should be.
Yes.
You know, no guarantee, but there should be. By the way, one easy way to make it lower is move to Oregon or Washington or something. But, you know, does Oregon have it? No. I always forget.
Oregon has an income tax. Oregon doesn't have a sales tax.
All right.
Washington has a sales tax.
Yeah, that's right.
Move to Vancouver.
No, move to the place everyone else is moving now in the West, which is Idaho.
Idaho.
It's red hot. Okay. It's, anyway, for whatever reason. So that's one thing to consider. But the only other aspect, I think, around your situation is time. Because at your relatively young ages, you have decades of growth. That would tempt me to do some pre-tax and some post-tax. Get a little pregnant here, because then you're going to have different buckets to draw from when you retire. You're going to get tax-free growth of 30 years in a Roth 401k. So I don't think there's a right answer and a wrong answer. You are, as I say, when you add in your federal tax and your, wow, what fun, California state income tax at nearly 10%.
Well, here's another idea. Here's a hybrid idea, kind of playing on yours. Mm-hmm. As he said, it's should I do the traditional 401k to get the tax deduction to give me more money to invest? Yeah. Take that, the third that you save in not paying taxes on that or by getting a tax write-off, put that into a Roth IRA.
If you're eligible. Remember, if you're a household couple that makes more than $208,000, you're capped out.
22% bracket.
I always forget the bracket, so I'd have to go back and look where that – it does suggest that you're probably are eligible. I think it's a great idea. You could each put $6,000 in a Roth IRA then, and there again, you're getting tax tax-free growth for decades.
Then you can max out the 401k, get the maximum deduction, then put some money in a Roth IRA, let that grow for longer term use, you know, like out when you're in your 70s or 80s. You just let that grow tax-free forever and ever and ever. And then when you retire, retire to a cheaper state tax-wise.
Yeah, that's a good idea. By the way, that's really good advice. You should think about maybe being, dare I say, a financial advisor.
No, I tried that once and I didn't enjoy it. Didn't like it at all.
Churn them and burn them, baby.
I'm serious. I gave that up and I went into radio.
And you have an upset stomach ever since. But that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. That's a lot of people. All right, gang. Thanks for being a part of our little get together that we call a podcast or a video cast because we hate the term vlog. Oh, gee, I hate the term vlog.
It doesn't come out easily.
If you need some help that requires a little more time than we can provide here on the podcast or the show, well, go to vestry.com and set up an appointment with one of our advisors. You might even get Tom. Who knows? Just set up an appointment and we'll spend a little time with you and help you get your situation straightened out, understand what you own, how much you've been paying, where you need to be, where you ought to be pointing. And we'll do it for nothing. We won't manage your money for nothing, but we'll help you for nothing, up to an hour or so. Just go to vestry.com, set up an appointment and on the website, or call 800-386-3004. And thank you all for listening. Please tell your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. And if you really like us, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. But please don't make fun of Tom's bad jokes because it hurts his feelings.
No, it doesn't really. I'm happy.
No, it doesn't. No, your feelings were hurt. I could tell. He was very, very sad. No. He cried. He did. He doesn't want me to tell you that, but he did. He wept. Real tears. It's your fault, people. All right. Thanks for being there. I'm Don. Over there, that's Tom. Hanging out, talking about real money.
Talking real money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.